food in the middle of the chotzer. So if one shutev has this food, hole in the middle of the chotzer, yesh kli arba amis l'choruch ruach. He automatically, when they divide up now, he has the right to get four amis all around this pit. That's the way he uses it. So he has the right to use the dalav amis around this pit. This was only said, he does not have a special door that he comes in, like from his house, to go to that pit. Abel, what's going to be? Abel, let's say, let's say he has clearly one way to go. He has one door, that from that door he always goes straight to this pit. Then, ain loy ela arba amis lefnei pitzchoi. Then he only has the right to use four amis in front of his Pesach. Like he goes from his door to this pit, so that's all. He only has four amos in front of the Pesach, not all around the bor. Omer Rav Huna said, Achsadro ain lo dal damas. If somebody has an achsadro, that's like an open porch going into the chotzer, then you do not get dal damas. Why? Taima mai. What's the reason why if you have a Pesach, a door opening up into the chotzer, we give you the outside dal damas? Mishum pirak masoi. Because you have to like unload your weight that people carrying things on the person or on his animal, so you can't take the animal into the house. So therefore, outside the house, he has to Pirak Masi has to take off his weight. So since he has to take off his weight, therefore he needs dal damas. But hocha efshu diay legavoi. But here, since it's an open achsad, it's an open porch, he could go inside it or meforik, and he'll take off the weight to untie the bundles inside the yard. Inside his achsadra. So therefore, in the chotzer itself, he does not get dal damas. Moshe Rosheshi asked the question: Echot shari batim v'yechot shari achsadrois yesh lem dal damas. You should know it says whether it's a shar, an opening to the house, v'yechot shari achsadrois, whether it's the opening to your achsadra, to your porch, you do have dal damas. So it's much more clear if you have a porch that's opening up into the chotzer, you get dal damas into that chotzer. So, of course, not like Rav Huna just said. So, our answer is, Kitanya hi. When did we learn that you do get dal damas inside the chotzer? The achsadra devei rav. When yachsadra is like a devei rav, means that it has a roof on top of it. So, therefore, it's not an open porch. Therefore, you can't take your thing, the animal, inside it. Therefore, you have a right to take off the weight, take off the bundles outside in the chotzer. Rashi says, achsadra devei rav says, Tefanei sovele, it has walls all around it. It's like an open porch. It means there's a lot of windows there, but there are walls there. Therefore, you can't take your things inside. You have a right to unload yourself outside. Fred Gemara, Achsadra Devei Rav Pshita. It's Runya Mialyu. It's a regular good room. It's a good room. If it has four walls around it, so Pshita, it's like a regular room. And therefore, since this room opens up into the Chotzer, Pshita, you get Dal Damas in front of the room. What's the Chiddush then? So Mar says, Ella, rather the case here, the Chiddush is, the Achsadra Rumiyusa. Talking about Achsadra of Rumiyusa, Rashi says that means, Mukefas Defanas Demuchas. True, it has walls, but very low walls. Shein Magias Latikra. They do not reach the roof. So therefore, I would have thought to say, since the walls do not reach the roof, maybe supposed to go inside and unload there. Kamash Malano, still, since there are some walls there, so he does not want to bring the animals inside, he has the right to unload his things outside. Therefore, in the chutzre, he deserves four amas. Tana Rabbanan, we have like this. Beis Shar, if you have this Beis Shar, Rashi says that Sabayis cut in a small house, Shalefnei Pesach Traklin. It's like a small house in front of the big palace. That's called the Beis Shar. Usually it's called like a little small hut that the Shomer stays there, or else Achsadra, or else you have an open porch, or else the Mafestas, an open balcony. Yeshlen Dal Damas, all these things, when they open up into the Chotzer, they get Dal Damas in the Chotzer. What's going to be now? Hoyu Chamisha Batim, let's say there are five houses. Hoyu Chamisha Batim. She has gives to Hoyu, Arboy Chamisha Batim, Sukhum Mafestas. Kids, Hoyu Chamisha Batim, Sukhum Mafestas. To this balcony, there are five houses, five apartments open up to this balcony. The balcony goes into five different apartments. When they come out to the chotzer, though, they only have one dal damas. In other words, because there's only one entrance, like from the balcony into the chotzer. Even though when you get to the balcony, like, it goes into five different apartments. But so what? When they all come down there, they use one Pesach, so they could all unload in one dal damas. Therefore, in the chatzar itself, they only get a dal damas. Now, Rashi says it means eitzah ragli asulam. Hey, if you have a balcony, how do you get upstairs with a ladder? So when the ladder comes down, where the ladder lands in the chatzar, from there you have dal damas. So boy minei Rabbi Yechonim Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yechonim has to shout out from Rabbi Yanai. Lul shel tanagurlim. We have a chicken coop. Rashi says by is kotin shemagadlim bar tanagurlim. We have a pesel chatzar, and it opens up into the chatzar. Do you have a right to use dal damas outside that pesel or not? Yesh le dal damas or yein le dal damas. Amalei said back that time am I, like here you do not have it. Why? What's the reason why a regular Pesach that opens up to the Chotzer gives you Dal Damis? Time am I, Mishum Pirik Masoi, should have place to unload your packages. Therefore you have to unload outside your door in those Dal Damis. But hoch, if you only have a chicken coop, Metafes V'Oila, Metafes V'Yorid, the birds climb up the wall and they climb down the wall, but they do not have to do anything in the Chotzer itself. Therefore, you do not receive any special room in the chotzer. Boy, mina Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav is the shalos from Rav Nachman. Bayis, if you have a house, chetzi of mekura, the chetzi of ena mekura. Half of this house has a roof on it, and half of it does not. Like the outer porch, where the first entrance into the house, half of that first room, that porch, whatever it is, half of it does not have a roof, and half of it does. And it opens up into the chotzer. So yesh le dal damas or yein le dal damas. Do you have dal damas or not? Like, do we say you should come into this room and unload there since it has no roof on it? So therefore, you would not receive dal damas. Or maybe no. Still, it's your house, it's your room. You don't want to unload there. You have right to unload outside in the chotzer. Omalei, he said back to Mishino, ein loy dal damas. No, you do not have dal damas because you're supposed to come in and unload inside. And like this. Loi mi boy, not only kiruyov milagav, not only when the kira, when the wall is inside, the yevsha, the ayo milagav or mefarik. Rashi says the achasi shein mekura letzarachotzer. It's not only when the roof is like in the inside half. So then the outside half that's near the chotzer does not have a roof. So then it's very easy for you to go into that room and unload there in the first half that doesn't have the roof. So not only in this case, you do not get dal damas in the chotzer because you should unload in this room, el rather afilu kirov kapechutz, even if the roof is on the half of the room that's outside near the chotzer, and the open part is inside the room, inside further in, still you do not receive dal damas in the chotzer. Because I'll tell you the svar is, ef should the ayin legavoi, or meforek, you should go all the way inside this room until where there's no roof there, and there unload. But since you have a place inside to unload, therefore in the chutz you do not receive dal damas. Boi minei Rav Huna m'Rabbi Ami. Rav Huna yes to shalom from Rabami. Echad mibnei mavui, one person that's living in this mavui, in this alleyway, shebikesh lahachzer pichsoi l'mavui acher. He wants to open up his pesach into another mavui. Like this, the people all use one alleyway to go out to the shusharabim, and one person has a house, that in the back of his house, he has an entrance, a door, that could open up into the other street, into the other mavui. So does he have a right to open up that chotzer, that door, and use the other mavui or not? So it says that, b'nei mavui makvin olav, oy ein makvin olav. So the people in the other b'nei mavui, do they have a right to stop him or not? So Rashi says, b'nei mavui achar sheinim regilu metzlam. Like, if you're going to open up that door, so you're going to have people from the other mavi coming through. And we don't want people from the other mavi coming through. So do we have a right to stop you from opening your door or not? Or Malay, he answered back, B'nei mavi makvin olav, yes. The people from this alleyway have a right to stop you from making an opening into the next alleyway. We do not want the people from the next alleyway to come in here. So they have a right to makiv on you, not to open up your back door there. Now, achsanyo lefi b'nei odom mischalekis, oy lefi psochim mischalekis. And achsanyo have like an inn, a place that people come to live there. Rashi says achsanyo means chayil shamelech. Hamutla b'nei ir losat lem achsanyo b'tayim. As the king, when he sends his army men into the city, everybody has to put them up. So when you take in these army men into your house now, lefi b'nei odom hadorim b'bayis mischalekis. Do we divide up upon according to how many people living in the house? Or else mislet lefi pesachim.
Or lefi pesachim mischalekis. Or else we divide up upon to the houses. In other words, when we have to give out these zamim and everybody has to take some, do we give them according to how many people are in your house or according to how many doors you have opening up? Omalesi said back to Mishino, Lefi b'nei yodam mischalekis. We give like according to how many people living there, that's how many army men we give you. It doesn't make enough kmina how many doors you have opening up to the chotzer. So Mar says, Tanya nam yoch, we learned like this also. It says, Zevil sheb chotzer, if there's manure in the chotzer, and you want to divide it up, so mischalekis lefi tzochen, according to how many doors you have opening up into the chotzer, that's how much of a share you get in the zevil. Like if your house has two doors and the other house only has one, so you get 2/3 of the zevil. But achsenoi, that we give out these army men to different people, lefi bnei yodim, it's divided up according to how many people living there, not according to the psochen.
Rashi says,
Achsanoi, that means Chel Shemelech, the Yami men, Hamutal al Pnei Yir, Los Islam Achsanoi Mavatayim, people have to put them up. Lefi bnei yodim, Hadorim Babayis, Mizgolekas Lefi Psochim, that means Lezevel Sodois, Lefi Shederach Hapsochim, Eshlichushom, Achinasas Ashpa, as you go according to the doors to get the junk, the Ashpa, the Zevel, because that's how much you put out there. Each Pesach puts out a certain amount, so therefore that's what kind of Chelek you get in the Zevel.
Omar Rafuna, Echo Mibnei Movi, one person from this Movi, from this alleyway. Shebikash Listoim, Kineget Pischoi, he wants to close up his door, he wants to close up in front of his door. So Rashi says, Shebikash Listoim, Kineget Pischoi, Lahakif Mechitza Sviva is Daudamis, Sheeshtav Movi, Kineget Pischoi. Like somebody, you have your door opening up into the Movi, you have Daudamis out there in the Movi. Now what you want to do is, those dalamas that you own, you want to put a mechitz around it, like to block it off. Like if you have the front dalamas to use, you want to put mechitzes around it, to use it privately. Are you allowed to do it or not? Echad mevnei bovi, mavi, shebikesh listam keneged pischai. He wants to make mechitzes around his dalamas in the mavi. So lachar is, he can't do that. B'nei mavi makvin olof. The people and the other people living there have the right to stop him from putting up those walls. Shemar b'leim is a derech, because they're blocking the road. Like it's an alleyway. It's the way you walk through to get to your house. So if you're going to have, like, outside your house, walls there, I can't walk through it. So true, you have a right to use there to unload your stuff, but you have no right to block it off with walls to stop the people from walking through. Meisvei Avakasha. It says, Chomesh chaseris. Psuchas l'mavuiv. If 5 different chaseris open up into one alleyway, kula mishtam shois. All 5 of them have a right to use with the outside one. The achitzayna mishdameshes liatzma. The chitzayna, the outside one, uses for himself. The yashar mishdameshes shemashniya, and the rest of them use with the second one. The yashniya mishdameshes liatzma. So it keeps on going down. Rashi says like this: Chomesh chateres apsuchas lamavi, zu eitzel zu, one next to the other one lorkoi. Ustam muvois stumim him. Most muvois are closed, but siphon at one end. Most movies are closed on 3 sides of it, just the top opens up to Rosh Hashanah. So they have now 5 chotzes, one in back of the other. So all, everyone's allowed to use kula mishtamshes imachitzoina. So Rashi says, means kinegdo, sherei bekulan yesh derech b'movi. Like the one that lives on the top, near the Rishus Rabbim, his Rishus in the Mavui, everybody else could use also. Because when they walk in the Mavui, they have to pass over his Rishus. V'chol sheesh to derech, yesh to tashmish, shein amakiv derech Mavui. You can't stop him. V'achitzerna l'mishamash ni'atzma, kineg de b'roich of a Mavui, avloi kineg ha'brusa. But the one living on the outside, he can't use inside. Because he doesn't have a derech to go inside, he only walks outside to Rishus Rabbim. That the people living in front of the alleyway near the main street, so they only have a right to use the daladamas in front of their house. But the other people that live further in, they have a right to use all the daladamas until they get to the house. That's the idea. So again, it says, "V'asham shtam shemim mashniya," with the second one. Now the ashniya, the second one inside, v'shtamesh liyatzma, he could only use his property and the one in front, but not the ones further down, because he doesn't go further down. The second one could only use the property in front of his bayis, in front of his chotzer, and in front of the first ones. Nimtz comes out like this: Penimius The fifth one lives all the way inside. Mishtameshes liatzma. He's allowed to use his doubt, his rishus, in front of his chotzer. Umishtameshes kol achas viachas. He could use everybody else's also, because the way he gets in there is walking through everybody else's rishus. So who do you see that they have a right to go through? But the kash rush is like this. The Eretz says the inside one is mishtamash liyatzma. Mash, what's in front of your rishus, you have the only one to right to use it, and nobody else could use it. So if so, you have a right to block it off. So that's not like Rafuna. Rafuna said before, in the Mavui, you can't block off anybody. You have a right to walk any place you want in the Mavui. And it's not like this Bryce. The other Bryce says, the rishus in front of your house, you're allowed to block it off. If nobody else uses it, you're the furthest in, so the chot, the rishus in front of you, you're the one that's using it. The people out in front don't use it. So you are allowed to block off your rishus. So it's not like Rav Huna. So Gemara answers, Tanoya, Tesa Machlokas Tanoyim. The Tanya we learned, Echod Mibnei Mavui, one of the people in this Mavui, Shebikesh La'achshav Pischoi, L'Mavui Yachar, he wants to open up his door into the next Mavui, the next alleyway. So Bnei Mavui Makvin Olof, that the Bnei Mavui is allowed to stop him. They don't want him to open up to let the people from the other alleyway come into this alleyway. Hoyu Sosim, what's going to be if that door was closed up? Ubikesh L'Pischoi L'Pischoi, now he wants to open it up again. Is Ein Bnei Mavui Makvin Olof, the Bnei Mavui can't stop him. Because to make a new door, he's not allowed to. But if the door was already made, and it was closed, and now he wants to reopen it, then they can't stop him. Rashi says, "How you saw some? Show you loy mikoyed them pesa b'suach loy. First, it was an entrance. The sosme was closed, and later on, they want to open it up again. Now the people cannot stop him. Ein b'nei movi makvin alof. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar and Mishum Elazar says no. Chomish chatzeres hab suchas l'movi. If you have five chatzeres that are opened up into the movi, kula mishtamshus b'movi zu." All of them are allowed to use this Mavi. Kula mishtamshu the Mavi zu. Imzu. Imzu. Mavi zu. Imzu chatzeris. So where it says, man chashmei, who's talking about this? Who's talking about the chatzeris here? It's Rashi that means, kula mishtamshu the Mavi, b'chol ha-Mavi. Ve'afilu chitzen al-Panimi. That he all could use.